The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Domain Masters. This is a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We'll discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain values, monetization strategies, and how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position in the search engine, power tools of the trade, and power players of the industry. Domain Masters brings it to you week after week right here on webmasterradio.fm. A new episode of Domain Masters can be heard on webmasterradio.fm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight is a very unusual show. I'm actually out on location in Las Vegas, Sin City itself, at the Webmaster World PubCon convention. And in fact, I have been on the road. Me and my comrades have been on the road for the better part of the last 8 weeks. We were in New York for the OMMA show. Then we were back in New York for the SMX show, which dealt with the search engine type of conference, like an SES. We did the traffic show following that one, which is a domainer convention with auctions and so forth. Last week, we had some of my coworkers were up in New York again for the ad tech convention, and I'm out here in Las Vegas for the PubCon convention. And, you know, why do we do this? Well, one of the reasons is we're interested in spreading the word in terms of what the value is of a domain name. And so I wanted to share with you some of the audience that we have interacted with and some of the value that they see in domain names. And maybe it's something that you, too, might be able to relate with. I'm going to go in kind of reverse order and start with the one where I'm at now, which is the PubCon 2009. PubCon is a show that's put on by a online user group that's been online since the late 1990s, and that's the Webmaster World Forums. PubCon brings together people from SEO, SEM background, many, many webmasters, people that whether it be individuals or large companies that are webmasters that have everything from the development of a website, the the graphics that go along with a website, to the content development, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, everything, the complete gamut are these webmasters. And there's also webmasters that are represented here from large corporations that send their team out to learn the latest and greatest in terms of techniques and tricks of getting the best possible websites and the best positioned websites within the search engines. And PubCon particularly has a whole community that's devoted to the topic of domains. And many speakers that have been speaking on not only the PubCon circuit but other trade show circuit about domain names for many years. Jeffrey Liebert is one of them. And Jeffrey, I'm actually going to be interviewing tomorrow for a future airing on Domain Masters. But this is an audience that needs to hear and is hearing and puts to use what domain names can do for them and their clients. And how much of a difference when someone comes to a web developer and is wanting to build a website for to accomplish their business dreams or their organizational goals. And how much better off is that webmaster when he also considers and can recommend domain names and doesn't look at a domain name like they're all the same. You know, it depends strictly upon the content you put on it. And we know that's not the case, that domains, there's a lot more to the domain names than that. And they can really make a site, even a marginal site, very successful just by the quality of the name itself. So at this show, you have that type of audience. And some interesting speakers. The speakers here for the keynote speakers is the CEO of Zappos. And Zappos, as you noted, started originally selling shoes online. Now they've expanded that service to, you know, clothes and even electronics. And they're a very, very successful, you know, online dropship e-commerce type of service. Also, Bob Briscoe, CEO of Internet Brands, is one of the keynote speakers at the show. There's about 3,000 people that attended or that are attending the show. They actually run 7 concurrent sessions throughout the day for 4 solid days. And the rooms are anywhere from 50% to 100% packed. So it is a show that has been around for a long time and is doing quite well. Last week, we had a group at AdTech in New York. And, you know, AdTech brings together the advertisement and technology space together. And this is a good audience for domain names because within that group, you not only have SEO, SEM type of people that need to hear the value of domains and how it can improve the position ranking of their websites in the search engines, but you also have advertisement agencies that are in attendance. And these ad agencies are very brand sensitive and are looking for the importance of a good domain name for an ad campaign, if not for an actual brand for a new product or service. So a great audience for us to reach out to. The show before that was the traffic auction or a traffic show in New York. This was the passing of a baton, if you will, between two of the linchpins of the domaining industry, Howard New and Rick Schwartz, who are essentially turning over almost all of future traffic shows to Rick Latona and his organization to run going forward. Rick and Howard will still be chiefly in charge of the South Florida show or the South Beach show once a year, but all the other shows will now be managed from Rick Latona and his group. It was a good show for Moniker as well, as our organization was there along with Rick Latona's organization. And in between us, we did about $2.5 million worth of domain sales over the two auctions, spread over a couple of days, and then extended auctions that went on after that. So another great show in New York with the Traffic Conference, targeted totally towards domainers with very little overlap outside of that, but you definitely had a lot of the power brokers in the industry and the domain community that were in attendance. A week before that, we were at the New York SMX show. SMX show is, if many of you have attended the SES show, the SMX is founded by Danny Sullivan. He's one of the principal founders of that group, and Danny, as you know, is the key person that founded Search Engine Watch website back in the 1990s. It was the de facto place to go and learn all about search engines. And I kind of credit him to me with help founding search engine marketing, search engine optimization, a lot of the concepts. I mean, that's where you went to for information. So Danny Sullivan's got this new show called SMX. It's been running now for a couple of years. My first time attending it, I was really impressed. Well put on show, had not only search engine optimization, search engine marketing people, but also had a pretty good cluster of ad agencies, being, I guess, in New York. It played heavily into that. But a lot of brand managers and ad agencies were there. Some big corporations were there. And even a lot of domainers came out to check out things. The value there was talking about the value of domain names as it relates to the Google exact match bonus and search improving search results using good smart domain name choice selection. So that was a good show to attend, and probably was about a couple of thousand people, I think, were attending that show. It may be a little bit overstated, but I think it was about a couple of thousand people that were in attendance. And then the week before that was the OMMA show. This one was online marketing and media, and I forgot exactly what that extension meant, but I was really impressed with that event. It was targeted towards ad agencies, brand managers, and it brought out really big companies like Fox Media, Associated Press, you had really large organizations sending their top people there, and people that, you know, were in the advertisement community were there too. So if you want to talk about domains as a brand, generics as a brand versus a traditional brand ideology, that was the place to go to, and we certainly weighed in on the conversation and felt that we were able to turn a few heads for the benefit of the domain community. So that's kind of an overview of what's been going on with me and with us, and some of the benefits of these shows is, you know, again, spreading the word of what domains can do for people, and also hearing things that they're interested in, and which helps, you know, us as an organization and to find matchup buyers and sellers and so forth of domain names. But I wanted to share with you guys, if you ever have a chance to, you know, attend any one of these shows, each of them are different. Each of them are slightly different and targeted. All of them have their distinctive values. I can't speak highly enough about the PubCon show. I've attended probably a good, you know, 8 or 9 of these myself. And think very, very highly of them. And the fact they have an online community that goes all the way back to the 1990s and is still alive and well and growing, it speaks volumes. But anyway, that's a little bit of a recap. Now, I am going to be recording a bunch of Domain Master shows for future airing throughout the course of the week, so I apologize for not having a full show on tonight. But I appreciate you tuning in, and I will hopefully be back in my seat next week with another airing of Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. So you guys take care, and I'll talk to you next week.